Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We shared a segment not too long ago about chia seeds and how they've been proven. Who knew that those chia seeds were going to be something good to have and could help us and mm-hmm. you know, try those things out? Mm-hmm. But when we were talking about that segment, we were talking about how important it is that, you know, we're trying to be fit. Some of us are more fit than others, but we're trying to be more fit and eat properly and take care of ourselves so that, you know, we can last the long haul as long as God will want us to last, so that we can share the gospel
for as long as we can.
For as long as we can.
Right.
You know, but if we're not taking care of our bodies and we're just, you know, not eating, and some, it's hard today with busy schedules and people running around, and you kind of go get a quick bite to eat. You don't, you're not connecting. Mm-hmm. Like, is this nutritional? Like, right. Is there any benefit besides that I'm hungry and I'm putting something in my mm-hmm. mouth? Is this adding value? And I think there's a disconnect with, you know, food for comfort, food because I'm hungry, or, you know, or even food for fuel. And who knew? You know what I'm saying? Like, food is mm-hmm. not just a comfort food, Pat.
What?
I knew, I knew I'd get that reaction.
It's not.
Oh, wow.
This is Mr. Healthy. It's not a comfort food. I'm actually talking to myself now. Like the chocolate cake I had Sunday. That was
all 6 pounds of it.
So good.
It
Carolyn,
looked, it looks so good.
Please, I would love another yeah. piece of that fudge. But we're
I just enjoyed it, just watching you eat it. Well, that's, you know, all I needed.
I lived vicariously through those facial expressions.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. That was some, and I'm not even a chocolate lover at all. If you'd ask me if I like chocolate, I'd probably say no. But that was homemade. Homemade chocolate icing. I want you to know that. And I was not going to offend Carolyn. She made it. She made it, and I was going to eat it. I mean, just that was, you know.
And you did a good job of it.
Listen.
You did a very good job.
I wanted to make sure I did my part. But we're talking about eating healthy.
I thought it was chocolate cake.
I was getting confused.
No, we're talking about eating healthy. And see, this is why we need this segment. But we want to share this from CBN, and we'll come back and talk about it some more.
When is the bliss point? Is it Hostess Twinkies?
Oh, I hope not. That's not very blissful.
Is it Krispy Kreme donuts?
You want to talk about chocolate?
Yeah. I want the bliss point. We all want bliss when we eat. Well, when it comes to health, processed food has become public enemy number one. Looking for your bliss point. Recently, health reporter Laurie Johnson met an investigative journalist who went undercover to learn the secrets of the processed food industry and how they keep us hooked on all their Twinkies and stuff.
I knew it.
Processed foods, we know we should stay away from them, and those sugary drinks too, but they're just so hard to resist.
The food that we hate to love and that we're so tempted and will overeat is a problem, and the solution is gaining control over that food.
Michael Moss is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist for the New York Times. He infiltrated America's largest processed food companies. In the book Salt, Sugar, Fat, he exposes how they addicted us.
They got big by making products that are utterly irresistible to people, both in taste but also ultra convenient, that will sit on the shelf and be waiting for you when you're ready to eat them, and also incredibly low cost.
Maybe low cost at the checkout line, but we pay dearly later on with our health and lost productivity. Doctors trace our obesity epidemic back to processed foods, and so do the people making those products.
Startling thing is that the food industry itself has known for years and years that it's at least partly responsible for that.
Processed foods kill with staggering amounts of salt, sugar, usually high fructose corn syrup, and unhealthy fat.
I don't view the food industry as some evil empire that intentionally sought to make us obese or otherwise ill. The issue is kind of their collective zeal to do what companies do, which is to make as much money as possible by selling as much product as possible.
Inside these labs of the processed food companies, scientists use cutting-edge technology, formulating what's known as a food's bliss point, or its maximum flavor and allure. That usually means one thing, sugar.
Prepared pasta sauces on the shelf in the grocery store are really sweet. They will have as the equivalent of sugar, the equivalent of two Oreo cookies or more of sugar per tiny little half cup serving. I've started making my own pasta sauce, and it's not that hard.
They also lure us with texture. By manipulating a food's chemical structure, scientists achieve ultimate, what they call, mouthfeel. They also invented ways to disguise the sensation of being full.
Those chips will compel you to eat more and more beyond what you should, and you'll go back for more bags and more bags.
Processed food makers know we consumers care about nutrition, so they devise marketing schemes to make their products appear healthy. They'll dial back on one bad ingredient while secretly pumping up others.
So, for example, you can find a yogurt that sells itself as being low fat, but it can and often has as much sugar in it and calories as a serving of ice cream.
Labels tout healthy ingredients like calcium, olive oil, or fruit, but the amount of the good stuff is minuscule. A close look still shows shocking levels of salt, sugar, and fat.
The good news is we can resist the temptation to buy processed foods by coming to the store full, hydrated, and armed with a good shopping list. And don't buy anything unless it's on the list.
Spend more time on the perimeter of the store where you'll find the fresh foods. When you are in the center part of the store, be wary of the products at eye level. Grocers put those tasty, unhealthy items right in front of your face because they sell the most. So while processed food is delicious, cheap, and convenient, it could ruin your health. The extra effort to eat fresh food will likely pay off in the long run. Lori Johnson, CBN News.
Oh my goodness. Does that mean that ice cream is not really low fat? did I just get a revelation
that's
here?
That's a contradiction, wait, brother.
Pop-Tarts, that's processed food? That's potato chips? Oh my goodness. Listen, isn't this not amazing? I mean,
yeah.
This is kind of eye-opening. This is stuff like you always knew. You know what I'm saying?
You just never wanted somebody to.
You just didn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
You didn't want to admit it. But he wrote a book called Salt, Sugar, and Fat. Sounds like it's going to be a really good book. But you think about it. They mastered this by having something that was delicious and low cost. Delicious and low cost. So they get us to go in there and buy these items because they're delicious and they're cheap.
Yep.
And it just tastes, but there's no nutritional benefit whatsoever.
Zero.
I see. You can eat four packages of Pop-Tarts or two bags of potato chips and have the appearance of feeling full.
Right.
Dude, even the spaghetti sauce is loaded. Come
Listen,
on.
I don't know.
That caught me by surprise.
That just like...
Wow. I'm concerned. I'm concerned now.
I'm not going to quit eating spaghetti.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some tips that she shared about what we can do when we go to the grocery store. But... this is so, so important because let me tell you something. If we're not eating right, we're not feeling right. And if we're not feeling right, how in the world can we continue to preach and share the gospel with the world?
Yeah.
If we have no energy, we're feeling lethargic and constantly in pain because of the bulge. That's not a good combination. First time we're talking about healthy eating and processed foods. And I guess that my chocolate cake I had, any nutrition, is chocolate, it's not a vegetable, is that a vegetable or fruit?
Might be considered a dairy product.
A dairy product?
There's milk in there somewhere.
Is there milk somewhere? I'm trying to see how this could work. You know, I'm trying to see how this could work. But listen, it was good for Bill Cosby. He fed it for the kids. Remember when he filled the chocolate cake for the kids?
Did he? I don't remember.
That was chocolate pudding.
Was it chocolate pudding?
I don't know if that's the same
okay.
thing.
Yeah, it was pudding.
Well, I think he fed them chocolate cake. But
was it made with 0.5% milk or skim milk? Because if it was made with whole milk.
I'm trying to figure that out. But it was interesting when they were talking about on this segment that the companies know exactly what they're doing. I mean, it's not the company's fault. They make it, you buy it, you eat it. You know, they're not forcing
you. They didn't force it down your throat.
They're not forcing you to eat it. But the pictures look so good. And when you taste them, but you think about it, you're eating all this food, and if all this food is processed and there is no nutritional value, you got to go back and wonder, why am I so tired? Why am I so lethargic?
Right.
You know, I ate food. All, I should be full, and I'm not. Well, what did you eat? Well, 2 bags of chips and
a Coke
and one of them burgers. And, you know, that one of those fast food burgers. You can't mention any names. One of those fast food burgers. My understanding is that they don't decompose. They just kind of stay there forever. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've seen video of a burger left out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was single, I had pizza that stayed out for a while. I tried that theory in refrigerator, and believe it or not, microwave works wonders.
Yeah,
I'm
telling you.
You throw that thing.
It's going to look dry and crusty, throw it in the microwave. Man, it's good as new.
Man, good as new. Good as new. My wife typically throws those pizzas out now. I would still say those are good. Those are good, but she, not a pizza fan.
Not having it, huh?
Not a pizza fan. But it's important. It's important that we know, and I'm glad that we share this segment because I need to know it. You need to know it because if we want to continue to do what God's called us to do, it's important what we eat. I mean, mm-hmm. not all of us can eat as healthy as Pat. We do need to follow that example, though. Share with us some of the things that you're eating, Pat, some of the things that you have incorporated into your diet, and know that we have the luxury, Chris, of watching him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it tuna, a salmon? What is it that he eats every day that we have to say that? What is that, Chris?
Would that be tuna?
Tuna sandwich.
Well, Pat, why don't you go ahead and talk to us?
Is it rice cake?
Don't you have like nobody cares about my diet?
Well, we do now.
I just, you know, I'm taking your advice. I've been watching you closely.
Oh, watching me.
I've eliminated all the processed foods.
Oh, yeah. You would have had chocolate cake if you were watching
me. I quit eating all the diet chips. I don't eat any of the sweets anymore. I just cut out all the sugar and all the junk that was making me plump, lazy, lethargic, lack of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I changed it up.
Now, you changed now. Did you completely cut out the sugars?
Also, well, not 100%, but anything that has, I don't add sugar to stuff, put it that way. You know, I don't even drink sweet tea anymore. There's sugar in a lot of foods. I mean, you can't cut it all out. That's almost impossible, but, you know, I don't intentionally go for it anymore, but,
But you've done well, because I see, I mean, we joke and kid around and having a good time, but, I mean, you've done really good with your diet, because I see this physical change.
Mm-hmm.
But I also see that you're sticking with it and just the type of stuff. It's amazing. I mean, one of the things that you were talking to us one day about was just even bread. I mean, you can get a wheat bread and a different kind of calories of bread, but you don't realize that bread has
tons.
So many calories in it. And if you eat like processed bread, it has like zero, it's a filler. It's like nothing, no value at all. Like there's nothing in it.
Yeah, big time.
But you can have wheat bread.
Mm-hmm.
And they have low-calorie wheat bread. Right. It's actually good for you.
Yeah, it's got a lot of protein in it. The kind that I eat, anyway.
And they have multi-grain breads,
you know, there's different kinds.
Yeah.
You got to look at the ingredients. I've become an expert in ingredients. I read every label now. It's ridiculous.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. We don't want to go that far. But It's good wisdom, because, I mean, at some point, you actually do have to read what in the world you're putting in your mouth. I mean, you really got to see it.
I've been shocked by some of the things. Unbelievable. It's crazy.
What's also helpful, too, is what they said is just like a good rule of thumb is also to shop on the perimeter. Granted, it has a lower shelf life, but it's also nutritional. That's where you're going to find your fruits, your vegetables. You've got your meats in the back, your poultry, as well as also then your dairy and your eggs, and then your juices on the side for the most part. And on the inside, like the middle of the grocery store, that's where you have your processed food, your boxes, where everything is just kind of like created and made.
You spend a lot of time in the grocery store, don't you?
It's amazing what you learn in a health class, and you're like, wow, that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's helpful too, because initially when I first did that, I was like, wow, my grocery bill got a little bit more expensive. But at the same mm-hmm. time too, when you look at the fact that like I have more energy, it's easier to wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I can do my responsibilities throughout the day and not be just like, you can be in the middle of the day and all of a sudden like I'm just on fumes right now. I have no energy. Because that was helpful for me, especially in the military and in college, when you're just active. I used to look at food just what tastes good, and then there was that moment which was just like food needs to be like energy. Mm-hmm. You think about it for your car,
yeah, eat on it's purpose, fuel.
Exactly.
Think about it. They always say you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. So if you're continually eating junk and garbage and and you wonder why you feel like
feel good.
Junk and garbage.
Yeah.
Let's keep this encouraging, okay? Let's keep this right now. Let's keep this encouraging. For me and Chris,
No, I'm real encouraged. You know, this is helping.
But I just got tired of feeling bad.
Exactly.
And then when I look in the mirror, I got tired of looking bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, listen, it gets to a point where the belt gets a little too tight and you can't notch any more holes. I mean, if you can't make the belt any...
And I can't afford to buy any more clothes. It's like, come on.
It's amazing what health costs. And you think about how mm-hmm. how much your diet is affected by what you eat and mm-hmm. what you eat and what you didn't eat. And you realize, are you kidding me? All I had to do was cut back from this and cut back from that. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks become diabetic. I mean, diabetic, seventh leading cause of death. And you think of all the sugar.
Right.
And all the sugar that's given to children. It's one reason why they're bouncing off the walls,
Exactly.
You bring them down, especially mm-hmm. not in the evening. That's not a good idea. Or mm-hmm. when you're about to board a plane.
The red
don't
soda.
Give your child a, don't give your child a Coca-Cola before you're about to board a plane.
Or lots of caffeine.
It's going to be a serious ride. But this is good because we're getting wisdom. We're going to follow... closely what Pat is doing. Maybe we can track this for us, maybe on the torch somehow. We can give us something that we can look at, and so we can have the shapeness and the healthy part of what he's got going on. But he's got some really great wisdom and tips,
mm-hmm.
and I've learned a lot today, and I hope you have too, because we need this. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to be able to be fit, full of energy, full of life, and ready, mm-hmm. like you were saying, Steve, to advance, to move forward,
Amen.
And not be, oh my goodness, I can't move, or having food constantly on your mind. That's the other thing. I mean, it's food constantly on our mind. It's amazing. I mean,
it can become an idol.
Sure can. You think? Yeah. I mean, it's become an idol in America. You think about it. It's like mm-hmm. every commercial, it's around the clock. It's like mm-hmm. there's food. You want to get this food away from me.
All right.
But we can. We can be in charge of instead of it being in charge of us.
Well, just like you're saying, it's just like when we have to advance going through the day. Paul says that we run the race, and just like you think about the fact that God has given us the word, He's entrusted with us the word, and being able to carry that out and advance the gospel and just minister to other people. If we're going out and the work day or wherever we are, we don't have the energy to it. That's not. Being fruitful for the kingdom, or that's not just giving us the ability to help other people when we're sitting on the couch, or I need another 2 hours of sleep, or however it might be.
Mm-hmm.
So it just helps us when we are healthier that we can do more.
Absolutely.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.